saying something dumb, is he banned for life?
I have an answer to that.
Good!
I want to talk about that at length because that's a great point, Pat, and that's been brought up repeatedly, and I want to talk about that coming up. Let's get Bridget in here who's made some time for us from the Red Cross. She's been covered up. I did want to get an update now that we are a couple days away, removed, and obviously we are just at the very beginning stages. So much more left to do. The Red Cross is going to be with us tomorrow when we are in Maumelle collecting items that we're going to get a specific list of before we get to that point, but also the Red Cross will be there collecting donations, both cash and check. And I'm sure you'll take them however you can get them, or a credit card if you want to throw them that way. But Bridget, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Listen, we're hanging out at Channel 7, and our Kansas are making incredible donations here for the Spirit of Arkansas. And, you know, as always, we can't thank them enough because they understand the need. And I know it sounds kind of cliche because people probably hear me say that a lot, but I sincerely mean it.
There is a clear-cut process, I suppose, when we go through this, as far as I know we had some friends that were out cleaning up debris yesterday. Now they've cleared them out. I guess FEMA's coming in to assess. Can you talk to us a little bit about what your anticipation is for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 days?
What we've been doing, obviously, in the first thing was just making sure people were in a safe place and that they were well. Now we are starting to move into providing more supplies, more cleanup supplies. We've got a lot of folks out doing things with no mask, no gloves, just doing the best they can, taking care of that part of it. And those needs will continue to change, and we'll continue to provide additional resources as our teams are out. One of the things that has to happen before their major declarations or anything of that sort is damage assessment, where you have to physically see what should be there or what was there or what's remaining there. And our teams have been doing that, and we're also finding additional pockets of damage that weren't initially thought. And that's a pretty cumbersome process to do that. I'm pleased to say helping in that process are disaster teams with mobile units from Texas and from Oklahoma. And ironically enough, this time last year, we had tons of our folks in Oklahoma doing the same thing as they were being hit with one after another tornado. So that's what's really awesome about Red Cross is that it's all one big family. We help each other out. Our Kansans were very generous financially last year, helping the folks in Oklahoma, because all we could do is sit back, and just kind of be stunned at what they went through, and they are in like kind coming with us, helping us with the same care. So can't say enough about our neighbors in state as well as those surrounding.
I've lost my newspaper today, but I saw a quoted number on the amount. Here it is. The amount of property that was lost, and certainly it pales in comparison to the amount of life lost in this particular situation. But do we have any kind of ballpark number on structures that were lost in the storm?
We don't. That's what our teams are out doing now.
Okay.
And I think they're about, my understanding was last night, they were about 60% done. And it's one of those things we want to be really accurate with, because that damage assessment determines a lot of other assistance that's provided by other agencies. So that's one of the things we want to make sure is done well and done correctly. And we have very experienced teams that have had, unfortunately, a lot of practice at doing damage assessment. Needless to say, just a couple of weeks ago, we were in South Arkansas doing the same thing.
All right. Bridget Williams joining us from the Red Cross, if you're just tuning in. And, again, there is a telethon going on today on Channel 7. I know Fox 16 and Channel 4 did one last night. I know they're working to raise funds as well. And, of course, we're going to be out doing our event tomorrow. Everybody's trying to help in any way that they can, certainly. I want to ask you about something that's very sensitive and macabre to some degree, because we're talking about 15 folks who lost their lives. Is there anything set up that the Red Cross is involved in, or anything that we can help with as far as specific funds going to the costs that are going to be associated with these funerals that are coming up?
We don't. Red Cross does assist with funeral assistance. That's something we do whenever there is loss of life in a disaster. Sadly, in Arkansas, we have done it at least a dozen times already from Arkansans that have lost lives due to house fires. So that is one of the services that we provide that, we'd rather not have to do it all.
Right.
But that's one of them. And that's, when people support us, that's one of the things where their money goes.
Well, that's not something we talk a lot about, I guess. But when you know, there's so many different things to deal with. I also saw a story today talking about insurance. As far as people trying to do something and then trying to get by on their day-to-day needs, you know, something that was brought up is like, what if your wallet's gone? What if your checkbook's gone? I mean, you don't have a debit card. You don't have a way to write a check. You have no way to get funds. I'm sure people are trying to finagle that with their banks. But as far as immediate needs that they need to meet, if they have money available. And it said basically don't wait on an insurance check was a story I saw today. What are you suggesting for folks who will get insurance assistance? Are they supposed to go forward and do what they need to do for themselves in the short term and save receipts, or how does that work?
That would be out of my skill set.
Okay.
I would suggest you grab an insurance agent, and they can probably answer that question.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get that information out today as well. I know that's probably something that people are interested in.
Justin, let me just throw things to a couple of folks. We have mental health teams on the ground. Ironically, they're there as much for Red Cross responders who obviously are taking in a lot of emotion as they care for those folks who are affected, but they're also there to take care of those folks on the ground who are right now running on adrenaline because they're trying to salvage what they can, trying to take care of their family members and their neighbors. But also, probably a lot of your listeners may also be a bit overwhelmed by seeing the loss that our neighbors are taking. And so we want to just recommend that you take a time and just, stop watching. Just go outside, enjoy the weather, do whatever you do that makes you feel good, watch some comedies. Hmm. It can be a lot.
Also known as Indiana Pacers game.
Yeah, and I think people have seen, we've got severe weather moving all the way across the country. We're having lives lost in numerous states, and there is a time where it can just be too much.
Yeah, that's a great advice. I remember when 9/11 happened. After like a week, it's like, okay, I can't take anymore. I gotta have a break. And it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, because there are so many heartbreaking stories. There are a lot of stories of triumph I've already seen come out too, and we want to try to showcase some of those tomorrow as well. But it is overwhelming for everybody. And I mean, that's not even for the people that are actually dealing with this on the day to day, and will be for the next year plus. So. Anyway, we're looking forward to being with some representatives of the Red Cross tomorrow out at Razorback Pizza. We are going to be in the Mayflower community. Pat and I are in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I know our friends on the show with no name will be in the Valonia, El Paso area tomorrow. So we're looking forward to, trying to tell some of these stories and also try to address some specific needs. Do you have anything? You mentioned gloves, masks, anything outside of cash money that people need immediately that we can load up our trucks with and get into these communities?
At this point, we don't, and I know. I've heard that the city is like they're kind of like put a hold on everything. One of the things I remind people, because I know people are very generous and wanting to help, but they don't need everything this week.
Right.
And so this is going to be a long process. This is not a one-way thing, and then it's over. And I know for a lot of us, we're our attention span is. This is hot, and then some big story happens next week, and everybody moves on. But I promise you, a month from now, they're still going to need assistance, still going to need help. And so there's plenty for people to help. Is to just kind of take a step, give the city officials and everyone time to really assess also what the needs are. And next week, people have a better sense of being able to say, we need this, we need that, because this week, they're really taking care of the basic things. But we remind people, if I don't have a house and I hadn't moved into an apartment, I can't take furniture.
Right.
And got to store that. And who's going to do it? And who's going to do a lot of things when attention really needs to be on caring for those folks who have been affected?
All right. Well, we'll have more information tomorrow, certainly. And it's a great point. And we certainly have some plans we're putting in the works to try to help a little further down the road as well once everything is somewhat stabilized. So, Bridget, we appreciate the time very much. Look forward to being with the Red Cross representatives tomorrow out in Maumelle, and appreciate you making some time for us this morning.
Hey, Justin, thank you. You guys are also good to us, and we appreciate you and your listeners.
You bet. Happy to help out however we can. Thank you.